We always attended church at the Baptist church. We didn't consider not going to Sunday school any more than we would have considered not going to Monday school. That was understood. We'd get up and we'd go. And my mother did her, she never had any Sunday help. If she had any help during the weekend, it was never on Sunday. She would prepare most of the dinner before we went. And sometimes she would even teach Sunday school class. She taught little children sometimes. And get us all there. And we'd stay until the church was over, Sunday school and then church. We'd go home. And if we were slow about getting ready for Sunday school, and, well, we were at times, you know, wanted to read the funny papers. It was required that we study our Sunday school lesson. And then if we didn't get ourselves ready on time, she'd make a rule that we could not look at the funny papers till after lunch. That was a way to keep us moving along, getting ready to get away by 9:45 in the morning. And we were used to that. It didn't make any difference. Nobody resented it at all, and we were always at home in the church, and it means a great deal to all of us still.
Was the church where the same place? The
same little church, only it was smaller. It was just that central part, which has been enlarged even there. It's longer than it was. A very small church. Eventually, let me think a minute, when those wings were added. I think it was when maybe Toots was a baby. And they added those wings on each side. Yeah. And Papa was always active in the church. He was a deacon, since I could remember. Oh. Let me see.
When did he open the store in the new place?
Well, I don't know. That was there. That's the first one I remember. I remember seeing that other old building over there. But there was no store in it at the time. It was moved eventually and then later torn down. It was along there about where Robert's Milling Company is, I think, the last time. But that store was built and they were in it when I remembered it. And he had a good business there, a good store for a little town. And for a small town merchant, it was all right. It was good until till the 20s, when the farmers began to fail, and he lost money. The bank failed, and he was a stockholder in the bank, and stockholders had to double their money. That's when he had to start borrowing money from the Brunswick Bank and Trust Company. That was in the 20s, and it was not until the year during which the last year of his life, 1947, that he was finally free of debt to the Brunswick Bank and Trust Company. Mm-hmm. He had borrowed money for his business. You see, there wasn't such thing as small business administration and things like that to help people, and he'd borrow money. And he was helping get us into college and things like that, spending money on us. So he just kept himself in debt. So he told me in 47, that spring when I was over there one time, he said, well, this is the first time in 20 years that I haven't owed money to Brunswick Bank and Trust Company. So he felt good about that.